The Yellow Tank for Dietart and Waltraud Leopold. Only a yellow water tank stained with rain smears and some rust on a flat apartment roof, it stares at you from room to room, and far too near to have perspective, you could think this yellow tank a punch in the eye or personal affront as it shifts above the breakfast table. Glimpsed through dwarf palm fingers on your balcony, the thing can seem a beach resort accessory or ready-made in an art museum. Its service ladder and overflow have elegant hooks like croziers, raised rabbits to imply a joke, philosopher's scare marks or sow's ears. Not funny, a memory of sunlight throughout the rainy season, it penetrates our mist-filled mornings, reconciles three elements. I've seen it graced by cloudless nights, full moons, and briefly perching crows. Against the hillside's heaving pines, the yellow tank is all repose. Rather than melting snowy ranges, nippled hills, golf nets, roof tiles, afforestation or glimpse of ocean, maybe you prefer this tank, as with a disaffected child, photograph, make fusses of it, until the yellow water tank blesses, answers us back with words.